possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Oh, how would you feel if the beep wasn't there? Apparently, inappropriate language is becoming more and more commonplace in literature and in broadcasting. Here to talk about if we have actually let down our guard on some of these more popular cuss words, we're joined by Dr. Keith Campbell, professor of psychology at the University of Georgia. Thanks for being here to talk about this sort of interesting study that you've done.
Thanks for having me, April.
Now, can you explain a little bit about the research structure?
Yeah, the question we had, are people basically swearing more, cursing more in language, especially written language books? And it's a bit of a hard thing to do, because if you say, do people use swear words now, where they used them less in the past? Well, the problem is that certain words get popular and they go away. So if you see people swearing a lot now, you might say, well, it's just they use this word more frequently. But in the past, we had another terrible word for this that we don't use. So we're really trying to find if we could find a stable group of words and study those over time. So what we did was went back to a famous skit by George Carlin, the comedian, called The Seven Dirty Words, or Seven Words You Can't Say on Television. And he goes through a list of seven words, which I can't, unfortunately, repeat here.
Yeah, please but don't say this.
We still can't say these words on television. I'll just say that. You've heard them. And we looked at those seven words. We knew they were popular in the 70s because this made up Carlin skit. And so we wanted to see if those specific words had increased in use. What's nice to do this kind of research is we have access to all the language and books, thanks to Google, at least up to 2008. And you can go try this at home, actually. Just Google books, and you can look at the changes in words. And it turns out these words have increased in use dramatically since the 70s. I mean, up to sixfold the use that we saw back in the 70s.
And what do you think is causing this, I guess, increase or the relaxed nature that we all have?
You know, our interest in this wasn't just swear words, which are fun, but it was really looking at individuality. And we want to study if individuality's changed. And you can look at a lot of different markers of individuality, from even people's names to people's activities, people's work lives, all sorts of things. But curse words is an interesting way to look at it, because if you think about a culture that is much more controlled and formal, people just don't swear that much. They try to keep, they might swear at home, they might swear in private, but they don't in public. And what's happened is people now are much more comfortable being themselves. And part of that is using informal language, including cursing.
So is this a good thing? It sounds like people are more comfortable with themselves, which sounds positive.
I think this, like a lot of things, is a bit of a mixed bag. Individuality is great. We can do what we want. We can express ourselves. We can express ourselves by swearing much more than we could in the past, even though we still can on television. The challenge is when people are able to swear is that they often will resort to swear words rather than more complicated, informal ways to say the same thing. So they might just, I'm stuck with saying this on radio, beep, rather than say something about a person that was negative, but at least sort of clever and using more appropriate language.
Okay, so you think there's a sacrifice. We might be sacrificing some
nuance in language. Nuance and cleverness in language might be traded for just dropping the F-bomb, as people say.
Okay, so you said F-bomb. I'm going to look at your research results here that say the use of that word has actually gone up 168 times.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, and another form of that word has gone up 678 times.
Yeah, this is, you know, when we look at cultural changes, this is one of the larger ones we've seen, especially since the 50s, when things were much more formal. I mean, George Carlin in the 70s was really breaking, you know, he was breaking the edge of comedy, edgy stuff, swearing in front of people. They loved it. Now, if a comedian did that routine, it would not be considered funny because people swear all the time. I mean, turn on Game of Thrones. It's not uncommon to hear a lot of things or see a lot of things that would have been sort of edgy comedy back in the 70s.
Okay. And again, just to sort of look at your research results here, you looked at the same set of words from the 1950s to present.
Yes, and those are the words that we extracted from the 70s, just to make sure these are words that were at least popular, you know, 40 years ago.
Okay. So are you going to do anything else with this research?
That's a really good question. It was a project that was fun to do, and it was actually very interesting. It would be interesting to try this in something else. We have access to the book data. It would be interesting to look at musical recordings. It would be interesting to look at just interpersonal communication or interpersonal dialogue. It's just a matter of finding the data out there to look at.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here and for not saying any of these words that you studied, but thank you for doing the research.
Thanks for having me.
Today, we've been speaking to Dr. Keith Campbell, professor of psychology at the University of Georgia. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.